I have. I like to do it when I'm fishing.
peel a birch tree and scrape the inside of it, the pulp, and eat it. And my grandma made, she'd make us birch beer out of it. You take that white pulp and then just put some sugar in it and let it ferment a little bit, and then you strain it off.
How about that?
And then once in a while, if we could afford it, we'd get some those wintergreen lozenges and put in it. It was really good. We'd put it out in the creek to get it cold. Of course, we didn't have any refrigerator, but the creek's cold.
Well, you want to sing us a song?
Let me go.
Jenny will sing one for you if you'll sing one.
No.
Okay, let me go. Let me go get my songs, okay? Maybe so she can be looking at them. Twilight is stealing over the sea. Shadows are falling dark o'er the lea. Born on the night when voices of yore come from the far off shore, far away beyond the starlit skies, where thy love light never, never dies. Gleameth a mansion filled with delight, sweet, happy home so bright. Voices of loved ones, songs of the past, still linger round me while life shall last. Lonely I wander, sadly I roam, seeking that far off home. Far away beyond the starlit skies, where thy love light never, never dies. Gleameth a mansion filled with delight, sweet, happy home so bright. I think I've got the words to it somewhere. If you just hold on to it, if it's not in there, it's in here.
What's the name of it?
Twilight is Stealing.
Okay.
I think it's
I never heard that.
There's a church back in the mountain that is standing on a hill, and sometimes I go to see it, and I guess I always will. I was saved one Sunday morning, standing by my mother's knee, and it seemed that Jesus whispered, "Won't you put your trust in me?"
Okay. Did you sing harmony too?
When I was growing up, my dad would sing high tenor, and my mother always sang alto. I mean soprano, and I sang alto. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's hard for me to lead a song. I usually get way up there.
When my mom has company, a lot of times for school in the mornings, when I was in school, she'd wake me up singing instead of alarm clock or something. Mm-hmm. It's really funny because I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, mom would be singing, and all day through school, it's songs running through my mind. But it's like a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
There, I was looking to see if that Twilight is Stealing is in one of these books somewhere, I'm sure. But if there's any of those that you're interested in, I'll share with you. Be glad to. You can take them and get them copied and send them back. Now there's an old one. Did you ever hear that one? We shall sleep, but not forever. There will be a glorious us dawn. We shall meet to part no never on the resurrection morn. That's the chorus. We shall sleep, but not forever. From the dust we shall arise, clothed in robes of fadeless beauty. We'll meet Jesus in the sky.
Do you know two brothers that live up around Arnoldsburg? They're Weitzel. They pronounce it Weitzel, W-H-Y-T-S-E-L-L. One plays guitar and one plays mandolin. They have all these songs, and they're all written like this. Mm-hmm. They're not written in lines this way. Mm-hmm. They're just
like that.
Right, and then that's verse one. That's verse two. And they always sing with a music stand up here, and they're wonderful. And they've been singing together so long that they just know automatically what the other is going to do.
Mm-hmm. And, except one sister, she does over gasoline. But they were all excellent singers. Yeah. And dance.
Uh-huh.
That's what, you know how I learned to dance this way. Stand with, hold on to the back of a chair. That's the way Dad taught. He'd play the music and I'd dance.
Uh-huh. Just till you got the beat of it right.
Yeah, till you got the beat right.
Mm-hmm. And he played what?
He'd play the guitar or harmonica. Uh-huh. Usually when I danced, when he had got me dancing, he'd play the harmonica. Uh-huh. And of course we didn't, in a long time we didn't have a radio even when I was growing up. And we'd come down here to the store. This was a store out here. We'd come down to the store and listen to the prize fights when they'd be prize fights on the radio.
And then
and then we'd on Saturday night sometimes we'd come down and listen to the Grand Ole Opry
at the store.
Yeah. Everybody around the community, nobody had a radio except the store.
Uh-huh.
Everybody come and listen to the radio. But then we made our own entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
Singing, and we raised our own peanuts, and in the wintertime we'd roast peanuts pop popcorn in the old Burnside stove. You know, we had one of them long handle popcorn poppers, you know, just fit inside the stove door.
Wonder how far it'd be up the river to what, Fiddler's Mill?
Boggs's Mill. I never heard it called Fiddler's Mill.
Well, then there's two up there. I'm confused. Maybe.
There used to be one up there that was a man by the name of Weimer had it, but the river washed it out.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Did you go to mill when you were young?
But we usually back up here on the hill. My uncle had a mill, and or then we went back up here. There was a man by the name of Harper had a mill up there, grist mill. So about every 2 weeks we'd take corn to the mill and get it ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the summer, if we'd run out of cornmeal, my mom, the corn would be coming on, but it would still be soft.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever eat cornbread made out of
gritted?
Mm-hmm. You grit it on a...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I love
boy,
it.
That you can't beat that.
Right.
You sure can't beat that.
Old man showed me how to make a gritter one time out of a tin can.
Mm-hmm. That's what we had. Back then you could get baking powders in a can just about about that big.
Uh-huh.
You know, now they come in little old cans like this.
Yeah.
But anyway, and they're mostly cardboard. But then Mom's was about this long, and she made it out of a baking powder can.
Uh-huh.
She was a very resourceful woman.
Uh-huh.
I guess you pretty much had to be or do without.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was raised in a little old three-room house, and well, we built onto it later, but that was where it started out, you know. But we were always happy. You know, that I don't ever remember my mom and dad ever arguing and quarreling and fussing. I've heard her kind of snap at him a few times, and He'd just get up and walk out. and that'd make her mad. He'd stay out long enough for her to get over it. But, you know, it was never anything bad, you know, yeah. Like so many people now. They fuss and chew and quarrel. And like I said, we didn't have a whole lot, but we never went hungry, and we weren't cold, and we always had a roof over our head. And, mm-hmm. And Dad worked in the mines, and he worked in the timber, and just wherever he could work, you know, mm-hmm. to make a living.
Was this place, always belonged to the Nichols?
No, this was Gregory.
This house uh-huh. was Gregory's? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They owned the store and the house. Uh-huh. And there was another house that sat down closer to the river, and they tore it down later on after they built this one. And my home was over across mm-hmm. there where the trailer's at. I think you can see it when you come around the bend mm-hmm. over there. There was 12 children raised in this house. Mm. That's why it's so small.
Did you all always go to the Methodist church? Was that the church you went to?
Well, not always. Mm-hmm. It just wherever we could go. You know, there's a church back here, and there used to be one up the creek, and then there was one up there. But when I was growing up, wherever they was having revival meetings, that's where we went to church. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter, just, you know, wherever it was.
How far is it out here to Morrison Ridge?
To Morrison, well, to walk cross country, to Morrison Church. It's 9 miles to walk across this way to Kanawha Run, so it's not, wouldn't be too far, maybe 10 miles to walk yeah. across yeah. to Morrison Church. I've walked from here to Kanawha Run. Last winter I walked over there.
Did you?
And I spent the night with my friend and walked back.
This was a lady they said wouldn't walk anymore. Right. After they fixed her back.
Well,